I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Strap in, youngins.
In the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
It is Dukes and Bell. Headlines brought to you by McDonald's. The breakfast sandwiches are back. And make sure you check one out at McDonald's, guys. Price and participation may vary. Mike and I were talking about this whole general manager being fired in Carolina, Dave Gettleman. And we were talking about the reasons behind this. And, Mike, you're hearing different things. We're going to reach out to our guy, Joe Person, who covers the Carolina Panthers, does a really great job of that, and find out maybe more a little bit later on. But what are you hearing?
Yeah, just reading from a columnist. Now, this isn't a beat reporter, but a columnist up in Charlotte saying that about Thomas Davis, you know, former Georgia Bulldog, who is blown out, what, three times on the knee injury, heart and soul of that Carolina defense, and apparently was expecting a contract extension going into last year, didn't get it, and that he is one of Harold Richardson's favorite guys. As well, he should be. He's a fan favorite. But it's that tough decision. It's kind of like the one the Falcons had with Jesse Tuggle years ago. Do you let a guy at that age go, or do you say, look, I just can't give you that contract? Apparently, that's where a lot of this stems from, that Richardson and Gettleman were not seeing eye to eye over specifically Thomas Davis.
Now, listen, and we love Thomas Davis. He's been a part of this show. He's a Bulldog. But there comes a time.
Harold Richardson, the owner, is 81, by the way.
Yes. Well, Mike, and how many times have we seen this? Whether it's Richardson, whether it's a guy like Jerry Jones, you know, pick your particular owner. Where the owner likes a guy so much that that affects the decision-making when it comes to personnel.
Right.
And as I said, Thomas Davis has been the heart and soul of that team. But I don't know if I would have given Thomas Davis a long-term deal. That makes no sense.
Well, a month ago, Davis's wife goes on Twitter, "Loyalty means nothing," capital letters nowadays, "but I love a person who knows their worth. Hashtag big old facts. Hashtag know your worth. Hashtag not shocked at all. Hashtag it's rubble time."
Okay. Well, obviously she was upset.
Well, guys, here's the strange thing about if you wait until now to do this, why did you let the assistant GM go to Buffalo?
There you go.
Because now,
months ago.
I totally agree. And now you're looking at an empty house with guys who have helped build that personnel, that franchise, been involved with the drafts, and now nobody is around to go, okay, listen, this is the direction we're going in now. I don't know what their relationship is there with Ron Rivera and how they work, considering what we've seen with the Falcons, right? How Dan Quinn works, you know, one-on-one with Thomas Dimitroff and Scott Pioli. I don't know if they had that similar kind of relationship. Was it just the general manager making the personnel decisions and Ron, we're getting you a guy? I don't know. But the point is, to AT's point, now you've got a general manager who's been fired and an assistant general manager who took a job in Buffalo.
As Jarvis mentioned, Brandon Bean is his name. He went up to Western New York. So, hey, like I said, that's what gets to that problem. Let it go. You know, we got Cam coming off an arm injury. We got Rivera saying some curious things from time to time. So let's let Carolina just kind of deal with their own little nonsense.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated if we hear more about that story. And as I said, we'll reach out to our guy, Joe Person, coming up here on Dukes and Bell. Braves coming off a weekend sweep against the D-backs. What did Brian Snicker have to say about getting back to 500? Because this is the deal. When you look back and you go, well, the Braves are 500. Guys, they hadn't been 500 since they were 6-6. That was back in April. Yeah. That's how long ago
it's
been.
And how long ago we've been, late in the season, have we been 500, like, well, at this time? You know, in the last couple of years, because it's been basically through almost 4 years now of rebuild.
Yeah, remember, we were, you know, double-digit games out for the most part over the last couple of seasons. Here's Brian Snicker.
Well, it's huge, I think. It's good. It says a lot about those guys in there, because that's a big hurdle, and it's a big deal, and they've worked really hard, and they've left a lot of game, left everything they have out there on that field, and so it's nice to get there.
Friday, 4-3 win with the rally in the eighth inning. Freddie Freeman's a beast, man. This guy's unbelievable. He missed 44 games, comes back. He's just raking like crazy. Saturday, 8-5 win. It wasn't Matt Adams. It was Lane Adams.
That's right.
All right, with the big hit, drove in three runs with the bases loaded double. Matt Adams actually had the night off. And I thought this was pretty cool. Snicker on Saturday night, this is a gut decision. He makes a decision to go with Lane over Matt, who was available because he had the night off. Freddie was playing first base. And he made the right decision. You know, that's just manager intuition. But Lane Adams, guys, he was hitting .214 and 28 at-bats before that hit. So you talk about, well, I'm just going to pick a guy and hopefully he does something for me. Snicker did that. Then Sunday, 7-1 win. Matt Kemp, 3-run home run. Brandon Phillips, He doubled three times, and a lot of people saw that, and that's why they don't want to potentially trade Brandon Phillips. The guy is hitting right now.
I guess you're saying it's like Lou in like Major League. I got a feeling about this one. I hear you. So the Bravos, as you said, now at 500. If you missed the beginning of the show, where were you 2 o'clock? We're just saying, is there a number? And remember, we talked about this last week with Paul Byrd from Fox Sports. He said, is there a number? Now, we joked around. Is there an abstract number they've got floating in their head? If you get down to X amount of games in the wild card, we don't believe they're going to catch the Nationals in this division by any stretch. But hey. Now against this tough part of the schedule, if you could convince ownership to be buyers, not sellers, but you explain to the listeners why they might move on from Brandon Phillips. Even though everyone loves Brandon Phillips, there's a logjam in the infield.
Well, you've got Sean Rodriguez, who signed to a two-year deal, $11.5 million. He's coming back off the DL this week. You also have another guy that we have not really talked about, Mike, and Danny Santana, who was dealing with the leg infection. He's coming back. He's another guy that can play in the infield. You've got a logjam of guys, okay, that could do the job, and then you could move Freddie back to his natural position. You could put Camargo at third base or at least have them platoon potentially. There's a lot of flexibility. And if you can move Brandon Phillips, who is hitting right now,
right,
to get something in return, he becomes expendable. I'm not saying that's what I want to happen. I tweeted it out this morning. Guys were like, no, you know, let's keep this thing together. Well, we're not playing for the World Series. You're trying to grow and get better as you see this team go get some more pieces. So there's a lot of flexibility there.
As far as Dansby watch, Armstead, make love to me. I can't, honey. Dansby's hovering at 220. What is Dansby going to be?
He's going to be, from what I see right now, and I hope I'm wrong, an average infielder, which I hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
Because he's got to make – there are nights he wows us, Mike, like a couple of months ago, or maybe it was a month or so ago, where we were both like, he made two incredible plays late in the game. I don't expect that every day, but he's got to make the normal routine plays.
Right.
And then at the plate, I'm not sure.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, guys that are big Dansby fans, they lay off Dansby. It's only his first full year in the bigs. Yeah, but he's got a good lineup around him. You know, that's the thing. And, you know, all the hype is tailor-made for this guy to be at the top of the lineup,
yep.
You know, not batting seventh or eighth.
Yeah, and NC Arte continues to rake. He's playing well this year. I mean, he had three hits on Saturday night. Meanwhile, we've been talking about Matt Adams, and I said, guys, he may have peaked. Remember I said that, Jarvis, mm-hmm. AT? You guys know his career-high home runs? 17. He's at 15 right now.
Gotcha.
So a couple of home runs from now, he's going to tie his career-high. He did that in 2013 with the Cardinals. Here's the deal. There's value there with Matt Adams, and that's another guy that I keep talking about, right, with all this flexibility in the infield that you can move potentially. We'll see what happens with the Braves trade deadline July 31st.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.